So we met outside of a bar because we were both 10 minutes early to our first date, and the most time-efficient way to my heart is punctuality. So the date was going well so far. We were both impressed by how tall each other was. We weren't expecting that, and eventually came out of the cold and into the warmth of very easy conversation. And it was one of those things where you're really excited to get to discover someone new, but you also have the sense that you've known this person forever, and there's just an instant connection and familiarity that makes you feel at home. And I knew in that moment my life was forever going to be changed. We continued to get to know each other and celebrated a lot of firsts: first kiss, first time meeting each other's friends, first argument. First time trying out the word love and seeing if it fits and finding it fits perfectly. And at this point, I realized it was time to introduce my new person to my family. And so I would like to now introduce you all to my family. First, we are very close. I am the oldest of six kids, and we were all homeschooled. So, in addition to being each other's siblings, we are also playmates, classmates, roommates, friends, and we are still very close to this day. My family is also very direct. Translation: we value being authentic and honest over good manners. So, for example, one time I got a haircut, and I'm like a teenager, right? So, like, already self-conscious. And my brother was like, "Were you trying to look like Mick Jagger? Like, is this intentional?" So like that kind of thing. So very close, very honest, and also very Christian, which I'm not sure if you were tipped off on the like six kids that were homeschooled part. But you know, we went to the same church for, my parents still go there for over 30 years, and we would spend maybe 4 to 5 times a week there doing various things: Bible studies, youth group, children's choir. And part of this faith tradition only recognizes romantic relationships between men and women, and my relationship was not that. And I knew my parents were going to have a really hard time, and they did. And this was the first heartbreak. This was the first moment where I felt like they were going to be the ones that got away, that I was going to lose their love, because it was an impossible situation. It is impossible for me to be authentically myself and love who I love, and also be the good daughter that I want to be for my parents. And similarly, it was an impossible situation for my parents to honor the faith that they love and be the parents that they knew I needed. So we really struggled, and it was hard not to only communicate through the elephant in the room. But eventually, after many very late and long, vulnerable, difficult conversations, my parents said they were finally ready to meet my new person. And I was thinking, you know, our love story is going to be so epic and so compelling that it's going to melt their hearts. And I think my parents were thinking, we are going to love her like so hard, and she will be compelled by God's love, and that will melt her heart. So we're all kind of like passive aggressively loving each other. Which is fine. It worked, and it allowed space for me to continue with my relationship and celebrate some other new firsts. Like, we moved in together, and it was the first time I realized when people talk about home, it has nothing to do with a house, and it has everything to do with a feeling that you feel with another person. And then the next thing happened, my partner proposed, asked, "Will you marry me?" And my heart simultaneously soared and sank, because it is one thing for your gay daughter to be shacking up in sin, and it is a completely different other thing, a different, more permanent thing, to start invoking the sanctity of marriage. And sure enough, it was like going back to square one, just very, very, very difficult. And we all really struggled. My parents, you know, were consulting their pastor and other congregants and people they respect. And I was processing and trying to come to peace with the possibility that my parents might not be at my wedding, and asking myself, can I get married without my parents being there? And it was, you know, it was really difficult for a year and a half, but eventually something happened. We had to lose something, and what I lost was the guilt and the shame around not being the perfect daughter, about not being the good child. And I think what my parents lost was this abstract vision and ideal for who I could be so that they could embrace who I am. And when I tell you that my dad gave a heartfelt toast at my wedding, it was like the impossible becoming possible. It almost meant more to me than the vows that we exchanged. And I wish that my story ended there. But a little over a year after that wedding day, I found out that my spouse was having an affair, didn't love me anymore, and wanted a divorce. But this is not a story about how my spouse is the one who got away. Because not only did my parents come to my big gay wedding, they also came to my big gay divorce. And as I was sitting in the courtroom, like on one of the worst days of my life, I'm looking at their faces that are filled with genuine compassion for me. And I realized this is my love story. And so I feel like sometimes we limit ourselves to thinking of this like romantic Disney commercial version of love, when really love is, and to paraphrase from my dad's wedding toast, we don't learn the most about love through the love that comes easy, but we learn the most about love through the love that challenges us, through the love we're willing to fight for to make sure that it doesn't get away. Thank you.